This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. India and the Maldives held delegation-level talks at the President's office in Mali yesterday. The talks were attended by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Moizu, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, and other senior officials from both nations. Prior to the delegation-level talks, Prime Minister Modi and President Moizu held a bilateral meeting to discuss various issues of mutual interest. India has extended 4,850 crore rupees line of credit to Maldives. An amendatory agreement was signed to reduce the Maldives' annual debt repayment obligations on previous Indian-funded line of credit. Both countries signed 4 MOUs and 3 agreements yesterday. In a joint statement with President Moizu, Prime Minister Modi reaffirmed that India will stand with the Maldives at every step for its development and prosperity. Mr. Modi stated that the friendship between the two countries will always remain strong and clear.
रक्षा और सुरक्षा क्षेत्र में आपसी सहयोग आपसी विश्वास का परिचायक है रक्षा मंत्रालय की बिल्डिंग जिसका आज उद्घाटन किया जा रहा है यह ट्रस्ट की कंक्रीट इमारत है हमारी मजबूत साझेदारी का प्रतीक है साझेदारी अब वेदर साइंस में भी होगी मौसम चाहे जैसा हो आवर फ्रेंडशिप विल ऑलवेज रिमेन ब्राइट एंड क्लियर मालदीव की रक्षा क्षमताओं के विकास में भारत निरंतर सहयोग दे हिंद महासागर क्षेत्र में शांति स्थिरता और समृद्धि हमारा साझा लक्ष्य है
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will begin a 3-day visit to Tamil Nadu from today. The visit comes immediately after his return from tours of the UK and the Maldives. He will inaugurate completed projects worth 4,800 crore rupees and lay the foundation stone for several new ones. The projects include a new terminal building at Tuticorin Airport, 4-laning of the Sethiathoppu Cholapuram Road, 6-laning of the Thoothukudi Port Road, the electrified rail route between Madurai and Bodhyanayakanur, and a 21-kilometer stretch of double-tracked rail route between Nagarkoil Town and Kanyakumari. He will also lay the foundation stone for the interstate transmission system of the Kundakulam nuclear power plant to enhance electricity transmission. The Prime Minister is scheduled to arrive at Thoothukudi Airport around 8 PM today and will depart for Trichy tonight. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the 2-day National Security Strategies Conference 2025 in New Delhi yesterday. The Home Minister laid a wreath and paid homage to the martyrs who made the supreme sacrifice in the line of duty. Mr. Shah will address the conference today. The final results of Jharkhand State Civil Services 2023 conducted by Jharkhand Public Service Commission were declared yesterday. A total of 342 candidates have been selected for various administrative positions in the state. Ashish Akshat of Dhanbad has secured the first position in the list. He has been selected for State Police Services. Abhay Kujur has secured the second place and first position for State Administrative Services. Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini has stated that India is a country of youth and the biggest responsibility for realizing Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of a developed India by 2047 rests with the younger generation. He acknowledged that this is an ambitious goal but expressed full confidence that with the energy and strength of the youth, it will be successfully achieved. He was speaking as a chief guest at the closing ceremony of Ek Bharat Shresht Bharat Interstate Youth Exchange Program 2025 in Kurukshetra last evening. A total of 600 youth participants and representatives from 23 states and union territories took part in the program, he added. In badminton, India star men's doubles pair Sattvik Sai Raj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty stormed into the China Open semifinals with a straight game win in Shangzhou yesterday. The world number 3 duo defeated Malaysia's Ong Yu Sin and Teo Ae 21-18-21-14 in the quarterfinals. They will now face world number 2 pair Aaron Chia and So Wui Yik of Malaysia this morning. This is their fourth semifinal appearance of the year. However, teenage sensation Unnati Huda's run ended in the women's singles quarterfinals with a 17-year-old loss to Japan's world number 4 Akane Yamaguchi 16-21-12-21. And that is the end of this news bulletin.